In the evening edition, more than 4 tons of cocaine seized off Barbados in a major international crime-fighting operation. Ahead of the latest COVID-19 update and news conference scheduled for, in fact, just about now, there is news that Barbados has recorded 34 new COVID-19 cases, one reportedly at the geriatric hospital. There's also word that small business operators, shop owners, and vendors affected by the two-week lockdown are to get financial compensation from government. And the DLP president, Verla De Pisa, questions the central bank's projections for growth this year. In the evening edition from Starcom Network News and Stetson Bath. Details coming up. We've learned that 4 tons of cocaine has been seized off Barbados in a major operation by the UK's National Crime Agency. The 4.2 tons, in fact, of cocaine was said to be destined for Europe. A statement on the agency's website says that working with European partners as part of an investigation started last year, the NCA developed intelligence leading to the identification of a fishing vessel that was carrying the drugs. It adds that on Sunday, January the 17th, a French naval vessel operating out of Martinique intercepted and boarded the boat in international waters east of Barbados. The release states that the high purity drugs found on board would likely have had a street value of several £100 million to criminal networks in Europe. It says the boat and her 8 crew were apprehended and handed over to administrative and judicial authorities. It did not specify where. Well, Barbados has recorded 34 new COVID-19 cases. They were identified from the 363 tests conducted by the Public Health Laboratory yesterday. The 34 new cases identified comprise 18 women and 16 men. Two of them were previously sent to the Harrison Point Isolation Facility for assessment. Of the 32 other cases, 28 are Barbadians, 3 are non-nationals, and 1's nationality is unknown. The total number of cases at Her Majesty's Prison Dodds remains at 361, consisting of 102 staff members and 259 male inmates. To date, Barbados has recorded 1,477 confirmed cases. 11 people have died. Meantime, a COVID-19 case has reportedly been identified at the geriatric hospital at Beccles Road, St. Michael. Well-placed sources tell Starcom Network News that it's an elderly woman said to be in her 70s who was identified after showing symptoms. Reportedly, that's according to our sources at least, staff were visited this afternoon and advised by senior medical officials that they would be unable to leave the premises and would have to be tested and quarantined at the Blue Horizon Hotel for a minimum of 5 days. Government has announced plans to compensate small business operators who will be affected by the two-week COVID-19 lockdown. The disclosure was made this afternoon by Minister of Small Business and Entrepreneurship, Kerry Simmons, on VOB's Getting Down to Brass Tacks calling program ahead of a COVID-19 update scheduled for, as we said, about now. Mr. Simmons promises his promise of aid comes against the background of an outcry from owners of village shops and street sellers, such as this coconut vendor.
Once that, we vendors, we can't go up any highway and sell in the lockdown, but the supermarket's still open. So how we can get money to go in the supermarket if we can't sell on the highway? So that means that all during the lockdown and stuff like that, we ain't got no money to go in the supermarket to feed our families or nothing so. So I would just like to know how we can survive through this time in the lockdown.
Meantime, Mr. Simmons invited those affected to contact the Ministry of Consumer Affairs to provide their banking and other information to facilitate payment.
It's obviously going to negatively financially impact the number of small village shops and also the community of vendors, including food vendors and canteen operators, etc., in the island. And therefore, in an effort by government to render some financial assistance to these small business persons wherever possible. Obviously, it is very difficult to say compensation in equal amounts to what people may be able to earn on a day-by-day basis, but we are sensitive to the problem.
Mr. Simmons says the government will also be providing care packages. At the same time, the head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman, has been explaining government's decision to close village bars and rum shops during the lockdown.
The question is being asked, where are we closing down rum shops and so on? To answer that question, we have to look at the intent of the entire shutdown, and it is to reduce the spread of COVID and to bring the outbreak under control in Barbados. And to do that, we have to do a number of things. One, reduce the movement of people and reduce the amount of mixing and mingling. And we all can agree that the bars and rum shops and so on are significant when it comes to the mixing and mingling of people. And the other thing that has to be looked at is the fact that when people get into rum shops, all bets are off in terms of physical distancing, in terms of wearing masks, in terms of hand hygiene and so on. The idea is to have a short, sharp period where we can get this thing under control.
But he disclosed that the position in relation to mini marts and community shops that sell groceries was under review.
The question on mini marts and other places like that, that is yet to be revealed. We're still waiting on the Attorney General's office on that score. But the idea is to reduce movement, reduce the amount of mixing and mingling, therefore reduce the spread. And we're going to do everything in our power to bring that to bear.
Joan Innes, who operates a village shop at Halls Village, St. James, says it will be very hard on her financially if she is forced to close.
I feel bad because if the shops don't open, or you ain't got no business and I can't make the money and I still got my bills and things to pay because I don't sell alcohol and I don't have nobody congregated at my shop.
But while many of the self-employed and roadside vendors are complaining about their loss of income during the lockdown, at least one coconut vendor sees things differently. Not only does he agree with the lockdown, but he feels it's overdue.
We need to go on the lockdown, though. We need it because it should have happened 2 weeks ago. If it happened 2 weeks ago, it wouldn't be someone's death. You know what I'm saying? So I'm against it. I'm for it. I am for the lockdown. It's going to affect me in a sense, but it required, though, because every other time, we're saving a loss of our lives, boy.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla De Pisa, is questioning the central bank's projections for economic growth in Barbados this year. She contends that even the reduced forecast of economic growth of less than 5% is highly optimistic.
So if you're going to project growth, go further and say where you expect the growth to come from. And that's why you say he should give the specifics, because tourism as we know it will not be the same. That's just a fact.
Overseas, Germany's vaccine committee has said AstraZeneca's COVID-19 jab should only be given to people aged under 65. The committee cited insufficient data over its efficacy for older people. The European Medicines Agency is to decide tomorrow whether to approve the vaccine for use across Europe. U.S. President Joe Biden has reversed a ban on federal funds going to international aid groups that perform or inform about abortions. He said the ending of the so-called Mexico City policy reverses former President Trump's attack on women's health access. The memo orders a review of a Trump-era policy blocking funding for U.S. clinics that offer abortion referrals as well. Mr. Biden also signed an edict expanded the Obamacare insurance program. Our top stories. More than 4 tons of cocaine seized off Barbados in a major operation by a UK crime-fighting agency. Ahead of the latest COVID-19 update and news conference that's underway now, came news that Barbados has recorded 34 new COVID-19 cases, one reportedly at the geriatric hospital. There's also word that small business operators, shop owners and vendors affected by the 2-week lockdown are to get financial compensation from the government. and the DLP president Verda DePisa questions the central bank's projections for growth this year. In the evening edition from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Bach. Good afternoon.